Good morning, it's Tuesday, the 13th day of September. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Today's weather will be cool, with a high near 70 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. There will be a slight chance of a little rain, with lows in the mid-50s. Now on with today's top stories. Lawyers are seeking a court order to prevent Rainier School from admitting any new or returning residents, claiming in a recently filed federal lawsuit that the state-run home for people with developmental and intellectual disabilities in eastern Pierce County is a dangerous place to live. The lawsuit, filed on behalf of a current and former resident, accuses Rainier School, which is located about 24 driving miles east of Tacoma and Buckley, of failing to give appropriate care to the two plaintiffs. It alleges that both plaintiffs, and others, were put at significant risk of harm by being placed at the state facility despite its well-documented history of problems. The Department of Social and Health Services operates Rainier School, while the state's health care authority provides oversight for it. Attorney Daryl Cochran, who is part of a team representing the plaintiffs, said that he has been involved in a half dozen cases against Rainier School dating back to the mid-1990s, but none have gone as far as to pursue court intervention to essentially shut down the facility barring major changes. Daylight saving time is set to end in the fall like every year, but didn't lawmakers on the state and federal levels decide to end this tradition? Well, kind of, but not really. The Washington legislature passed a bill in 2019 to remain permanently in daylight saving time. That means the state would stop changing the clocks twice a year and no longer have to endure darkness before dinner during winter. However, the changes won't take effect at the state level until Congress votes to allow such a shift. Currently, states can only stay permanently in standard time. The U.S. Senate on March 15, by unanimous consent, passed the Sunshine Protection Act of 2021. There was much buzz over the bill at the time, given that it would make daylight saving time permanent starting on November 5, 2023, that is, if the House and the President approved it. As you can now probably guess, that hasn't happened. The bill was sent to the House, but nothing has been done with it since March. Daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. on November 6, requiring most Americans to set their clocks back 1 hour. Tacoma police response to a report of gunshots fired outside an apartment building in the city's West End neighborhood early Saturday morning led to the arrest of two men, along with a seizure of several handguns and illegal drugs. Tacoma Police Department announced the arrests Monday morning, stating in a press release that the men, ages 41 and 23, had been booked into Pierce County Jail on suspicion of unlawful possession of a firearm and unlawful discharge of a firearm within city limits. No one was injured by the gunfire, which occurred near the 900 block of North Pearl Street. Police said multiple people called 911 at about 2:37 a.m. to report hearing shots fired near the apartment complex's playground. Three state troopers from Pierce, Thurston, and Lewis counties claim the Washington State Patrol's policy of not paying them for commute time in marked patrol cars violates wage laws, according to a class action filed in Pierce County Superior Court last week. The practice is unlawful, the troopers say, because they are essentially on duty at a prescribed place of work, they're marked cars. Commuting troopers must follow WSP policies, such as wearing seat belts and refraining from personal errands, pick up emergency dispatch calls and respond to any disabled vehicles, collisions or traffic violations they witness en route to work. The lawsuit asks for an unspecified award of back pay, damages and attorney fees. The lawsuit claims WSP policy allows troopers to request payment for emergency responses during their commutes, but the department often underpays or declines to pay them in response. On September 22, the sun will align perfectly with the equator, giving the northern and southern hemispheres an equal amount of sunlight and signaling the autumnal equinox, which signals the astronomical start of fall. After a scorching summer that saw many areas of Washington record some of their hottest summer weather ever, cooler weather will relieve many Washingtonians. But when will the temperatures cool down for good, and should the Pacific Northwest expect snow before we hit winter proper? Farmers' Almanac, which predicts long-range weather forecasts and boasts an 80-85% accuracy in its forecasting, is expecting a frosty fall with typical precipitation for the Northwest. The first snowfall of the season for Washington is forecast for October 2023. Although the forecast doesn't specify precisely where in Washington, that weekend kicks off a busy weather month that'll see very unsettled weather in the first few days of November and fair, then stormy weather throughout the middle of the month. Geno Smith threw two first-half touchdown passes, Denver fumbled twice at the one-yard line in the second half, and the Seahawks beat the Broncos 17-16 on Monday night in Russell Wilson's return to Seattle. Brandon McManus missed a 64-yard field goal attempt with 20 seconds left, and the Seahawks escaped with another wild victory involving Wilson at quarterback. Denver faced 4th and 5 at the Seattle 46 and had 3 timeouts left, but the Broncos ran significant time off the clock before Hackett called timeout and decided to have McManus try the long field goal. The kick missed, and instead of Wilson leading the 36th career fourth quarter or overtime comeback of his career, the Seahawks celebrated to chants of Geno. Geno. Smith and the Seahawks did very little offensively in the second half, but their first half was good enough. Smith threw a touchdown pass of 38 yards to Will Disley on the first possession of the season and hit Colby Parkinson for a 25-yard touchdown in the second quarter. Vote now for the News Tribune's High School Athletes of the Week for the first full week of September. Voting will remain open until noon Thursday. You can read about all of the candidates, their accomplishments, and vote at thenewstribune.com/sports. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.